This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. This week, the FAA planned to announce on Monday which contract towers would be closed and which would be spared, but now that decision has been put off until Friday. Meanwhile, various efforts are in the works in Washington to craft some kind of plan to keep the towers open, but so far nothing certain. Today I called NACA to get some more details about this issue, an update, and their take on how this will affect GA pilots. I'm talking with John Bratcher, a controller at Fort Smith in Arkansas, who's also the chair of NACA's National Organizing Committee. He deals directly with all 64 of the contract towers that NACA represents, including nearly 50 that are on the list that could be closed. John, thanks for talking to us today. And I guess to start out, can you just tell us what's the latest? I know the decision has been put off until Friday on which towers will close, but what's your insight on what's going on and what do you think will happen?
Well, Mary, thanks for having me on. What we're hearing is, yes, we heard that the delay was, and the decision was the 22nd, which is Friday. What we haven't heard is a delay in the actual closures of the towers. From what we're hearing, it's still going to be April 7th for roughly 173 towers, depending on what that final list looks like, and then sometime in September for the 16 cost-sharing towers. We're also closely watching and working with the Senate for the Senator Moran's amendment, which would basically put money into the FAA from another budget from the FAA to allow the continuation of the contract towers and keep these towers open and people from losing their jobs. So we've been working with the FAA, the DOT, industry, AAAE, and the House of Representatives and the Senate on showing them the impact of shutting down these towers and reducing the margins of safety. The impact that it's going to have across the country, not just on these rural communities that have these contract towers, but also the larger impact of these the FAA facilities taking the airspace, basically, or the operations from these towers. Meanwhile, we have sequestration going on with furloughs, so you're going to be furloughing the controllers at these federal facilities that are going to be taking on more responsibility with the operations of the towers that are closing. So it's a multifaceted impact, not just on, you know, you're going to have hundreds of people losing their jobs, and then you're going to have, 15,000-20,000 controllers being furloughed. Meanwhile, we're reducing the margin of safety in the operations, and then we're also slowing down the capacity of the national airspace system.
So these contract towers, if they're closed, is this a temporary measure until this sequester, runs its course, or is there some concern that once they're closed, they'll never open up again?
And Mary, that would be a conjecture on our part to say one way or the other, except we do believe at NACA that if they close these towers, that there's a very high probability that they would not open them back up. With sequestration was sort of the tip of the iceberg, but as budget cuts come more and more and more throughout the years, looking ahead at the 2014 budget for the FAA, we're hearing that the FAA is also looking at ways to cut their funding or their expenditures. And so one of those is the contract that they have with the three companies for contract towers. And so funding might not come back for these towers. And so our concern is that, yes, once they close these on April 7th, that they probably will never open back up.
So as far as the regular non-contract towers, you said there will be furloughs there. What kind of impact will that have?
It's going to have a huge impact. You're going to have 10% of the workforce furloughed every day. And it's not just, when you look at the larger facilities like an Atlanta Tracon or a New York Tracon or something like of those matter magnitude, those facilities are going to be cut. But also all the airplanes that at the smaller, including the contract towers that fly in and out, the commercial aircraft, we're going to see delays that the plane that's sitting in New York that's waiting to get out because of the delay there is going to somewhere like Fort Smith or going to Madison, Wisconsin or something of that nature. They're going to be sitting on the ground there. And then when they get to that smaller rural area, then there's going to be a delay getting back. And so you're going to see delays because the bottom line is we're not going to compromise safety and with our federal employees Our controllers, our safety is always our top priority. And so the reality is that safety is going to be preserved at the expense of operations across the country. Reduced personnel means fewer planes in the air, which could mean serious delays across the entire country.
And as far as GA pilots are concerned, what kind of effects do you think they will be most, you know, aware of or most affected by?
Well, and I think that, you know, especially during like IFR weather, our separation requirements are different when we have a tower. And so one of the things, like I work at Razorback Approach, and I actually was a contract tower controller prior to becoming an FAA controller. And so I've seen this. And for instance, at Rogers Municipal Airport, Walmart flies in and out there very heavily. They're headquartered there. And instead of being able to bring multiple aircraft in with the tower providing that separation when they get into their airspace, it's going to be a one-in, one-out type situation. So you're going to have planes holding, burning fuel and waiting to get, you know, get into that, or they're going to be sitting on the ground waiting to get released. And where they're going may have ground stops or some kind of flow control that won't let them get out and go where they want to go immediately. And so it's going to have a huge GA impact. We're going to have, you know, people that are requesting flight following and such. It's going to be harder for us to provide those types of services when you have less personnel.
Okay. And what about training? Do you think that will be an issue for people who are doing practice approaches and that kind of thing?
Well, I think training is going to be huge because, I mean, you're, especially with the federal contract towers, a place like Opa-locka that runs 120,000 plus operations a year, you're going to have mix of corporate aviation and commercial aircraft. Meanwhile, you could have a pattern with, you know, 10 or 15 Cessnas in it that are new solo students that, you know, may not have an instructor in the airplane with them. And the margin of safety is going to be decreased because we're going to have, you know, controllers choreographed. You know, and Captain Sullenberg talked about in a recent interview I heard that he was talking about, well, we have airports all over the nation that have, you know, no control towers. But when you have control or aircraft and pilots that are used to having controllers choreograph the sequence and saying, okay, you're going to be the number seven or eight airplane coming in and tell them who they're following and providing that extra set of eyes. When you don't have that, now you've got a new student solo pilot that's going to be in a situation that he could have a Citation 10 with a Boeing 737 and he's in a Cessna 172.
Okay, so is there anything else you think that our GA pilots need to know about or keep in mind as this all comes into effect?
Well, I think that, you know, we're asking for is them to, you know, obviously contact their congressman, tell them the impact is going to, you know, what it's going to be to all communities, especially the GA community. And then we're also saying, you know, bear with us as controllers. Know that safety is our top priority, and we want to provide a service. We love working with the GA pilots. I fly myself, and we're there to help them. Just bear with us and know that with reduced staffing and reduced towers, when controllers are, you know, closing towers, you know, to bear with us, and hopefully we work together as a team in the National Airspace System.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary. I appreciate the time.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.